Today's homily is going to be rated PG-13. So I hope that all the minors here are accompanied by adults in church today. The reason it will be PG-13 is because I want to reflect on the original feast of January 1st, which was not originally the feast of Mary, Mother of God. In 1962, January 1st was changed to today's feast of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. But do you know what it was prior to that date? It was called the Feast of the Circumcision of Christ and His Holy Name. Now, do you all know what the medical procedure of circumcision is? Or do you need me to show slides? Indeed, that is what we read in the Gospel of Luke today, when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. 8 days have passed since Christmas. It is time for the Lord's circumcision and bestowing the name of Jesus upon him. Interestingly, do you know when babies are baptized in India, my home country? Exactly when they are 8 days old. Why? Well, baptism is the New Testament equivalent of circumcision in the Old Testament. In ancient Israel, circumcision was proof that a male belonged to the chosen people. The proof was in the flesh. Just like modern day baptism is proof that we belong to the new chosen people, Christians. And what will we celebrate in 2 weeks' time? The baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River by John. That new baptism by water will replace the old circumcision with a razor. Thank God! Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament, but he also ushered in the New Testament. The Feast of the Circumcision of Christ carried greater meaning than merely being a precursor of baptism. It also symbolized the shedding of blood for our salvation. Saints and scholars up and down the centuries have seen that first cut of the sacred body of the Savior as linked to the sacrifice of the cross, where not only his foreskin, but all his skin was scourged and virtually ripped off of his body. In other words, Jesus did not only suffer and shed his blood for our salvation on Golgotha. He began to suffer for us in Bethlehem. Jesus was given his name at that same ceremony of the circumcision. And as you know, his name in Hebrew is Yeshua, which means Savior. His work of saving us began at the same second that he received the name of Savior, Jesus. Kind of fitting, isn't it? Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, "Everyone comes into this world to live, but Jesus came into this world to die." And I would add, his dying began in seminal form, no pun intended, at his circumcision, when he received the first cut. Beginning a new year with the Feast of the Circumcision has practical implications for us in 2019. Naturally, we pray for peace and prosperity in the next 12 months. Have you heard anybody say that? I hope it's going to be a great year. And that's a good thing to pray for. But there's also a good chance we will also suffer setbacks and stress, maybe even sabotage. in 2019. In other words, the coming year will also bring suffering. What will we do with these pains and these problems that will inevitably arise? Jesus gives us the perfect model to follow. Offer all our crosses from cradle to grave up to God for the salvation of the world. St. Paul taught this explicitly to the Colossians in chapter 1, verse 24, when he said, "I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church." You know, St. Paul may well have been thinking about his own circumcision, because he had been a good Jew and a preeminent Pharisee. In other words, we should accept our aches and pains, which we will not avoid in 2019, as our own little circumcision, our first cut. Finally, the feast of the circumcision of Christ and the feast of Mary, Mother of God, are not really all that different when you think about it. What I mean is that they both underscore the humanity of Jesus, that he was truly a man. The circumcision highlights Jesus' masculinity and his vulnerability, that he is fully a man and can bleed, and he was not an angel floating above all human misery. Nothing hurts a man like getting hit in his manhood. And to state that Mary is the mother of God is not intended to exalt her status as much as it serves to lower Jesus' status. The belief that Jesus had a human mother means that Jesus himself must have had a human nature. We read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. "Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance." Because Mary is the mother of God, Jesus can be the son of a human mother and be human himself. Like mother, like son. Both the old feast of the circumcision and the holy name and the new feast of the maternity of Mary focus on Jesus' humility and his humanity. And that's the important thing to remember every January 1st and the 364 days that follow, namely, the first cut. Praised be Jesus Christ.